so that I keep going.
Es adrenalina.
There's a lot going on.
Que necesitamos urgente comida, sábanas, alimentos para niños.
To the terrorists that were killing Americans.
Todavía hay personas en sus casas solicitando ayuda urgente, que estamos atrapados, estamos aislados. Muchas gentes no tienen ropa, ni zapatos, los niños, ni leche, ni pañales.
And this is just another, I think, feeble effort at trying to undercut Blackwater.
Do you think the United States military should be allowed to use the technique of waterboarding?
I am a big waterboarding fan, Janet.
No. No tiene luz. Estamos en el agua realmente.
La ausencia y apenas te fuiste ayer.
To walk from Calexico, California to Mexicali, Mexico is only a matter of walking down a sidewalk, through some steel revolving gates, and out onto the Mexicali streets. To walk from Mexicali to Calexico, however, requires papers, visas, interactions with Border Patrol, and usually waiting in a huge line. The two cities, while divided, are economically and socially one. In any other North American city, they would be considered different neighborhoods, but here, they are divided by a steel wall, policed only on one side. Families and friends who have been separated by the border often meet on both sides of the fence to talk or squeeze money through the steel grid to relatives in Mexicali and see what little they can of their loved ones. Standing in Calexico, I interviewed one man in Mexicali through the border fence.
Lo que puedo decir de este cerco. Pues este cerco está hecho como por una clase de discriminación, ¿verdad? Una clase de discriminación porque, como le digo, todo el americano puede venir a México sin problema.
What can I say about this fence? This fence is a form of discrimination. It's a form of discrimination because all Americans can come to Mexico without a problem, but Mexicans cannot go to the United States. Every American can enter and leave through this fence, but Mexicans cannot. Why? Because they need papers. When I look at this fence, it's something that has no right to exist. Why did they put up this barrier? Is it discrimination against Mexicans, or, I don't know, something racial?
O algo racial.
I asked Maria, who asked that her real name not be used, why she had come to the Calexico side of the border fence.
¿Por qué? Porque vine a ver mi familia.
Why? I came to see my family.
Dentro, uh-huh.
Through the fence, yes. They have to, but on the other side of the fence. And me inside. It's a difficult situation, yes, but they have to. We have to be strong for many things. For our families who we don't see, for the home, for many things we have to have courage.
Es una situación difícil, pero se tiene que, ¿verdad? Nos tenemos que aguantar de tantas cosas, ¿va? De la familia, de no verla, de la casa. De muchas cosas se tiene que uno, ¿cómo se dice? Aguantar, ¿verdad?
Porque usted no puede pasar.
Ajá, yo no puedo pasar, ajá.
No, I can't cross the border.
¿Esta malla justo o no?
Pues no, no es justo, pero...
No, it's not just, but what can we do? If it could be done, I would go. No, it's not just.
No, no es justo.
Y apenas te fuiste ayer.
Reporting from Calexico, Mexicali, and the imaginary space in between, this is Seth Porcello.